Good morning.
Yes, I am.
We're called to order the Board of Supervisors meeting. Today is February 14th, 2012. Time is 9 o'clock. If everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to start this morning with public comment. This is a time that anybody can address this board on any item that is not on today's agenda. I have no specific request to speak. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to address the board? Seeing none, we'll move to consent calendar. Item B7 is going to be pulled for a separate vote. Is there any other item that any Board of Supervisors would like to pull for a separate vote or separate discussion? Anybody in the audience would like to comment on any item except B7 on the consent calendar? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion for all items except B7.
I'll make a motion, we approve.
Motion by Withrow.
Second it.
Second Monteith. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item B7, we need a separate vote, and it's because of me. Item B7 related to ratification of various health care contracts is being pulled for a separate vote that I myself may recuse myself from voting on this matter. I have a remote interest in the contract with Caremark PCS because O'Brien's Market, which I'm a part owner of, also has a contract for providing pharmacy services through Caremark and has for at least 5 years prior to the start of either one of my terms. And so I will remove myself from the dais and ask that Vice Chair Chiesa take over that item.
Are there any board comments on B7? Any comments from the public? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve.
And I will second that.
First by DeMartini, second by Withrow. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
All right, and we'll move on to item B8, acceptance of clerk recorder certified statement of the results for the Stanislaus County Veterans Memorial District.
Good morning to the board. I'm Lee Lendrigan, Stanislaus County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters. Happy Valentine's Day today. I'm here today to bring before you the result of a petition that has been circulated by the Stanislaus County Veterans Memorial District Foundation petition. That petition has been in circulation now for a number of years, and it has recently verified sufficient signatures to bring it before this board for decision. The board has an opportunity at this point in time to set this for hearing, and if you decide to so set, a public hearing would be set on March 6th at 9:10 a.m. as a suggestion of staff. The point at this time would just be placing the concept or the decision to hold or not hold an election to form a committee at this point in time. It would not set it for any kind of financial taxes at this point in time, which I believe is different than was reported in the paper. You have any questions?
Any questions of our clerk recorder? Yep. Supervisor Chiesa.
Yes.
I guess and when we set the public hearing, who will be presenting to the board for the public hearing?
It is my understanding County Council will be making that presentation.
Okay.
We'd be glad to.
I guess I know where he lives. All right. I will answer because there's obviously a ton of unanswered questions for me, but okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Very good. Any comments from audience members this morning? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board. Any further questions or comments or a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Motion by Supervisor Monteith.
And I will second.
Second by Withrow. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That item passes 5-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we'll move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the City of Turlock requesting appointments to their Redevelopment Oversight Board successor agency to the Turlock Redevelopment Agency.
Refer to Department of Planning, Community Development, and the Chief Executive Office.
This board has received a letter from Stanislaus Regional Water Authority requesting that the Board of Supervisors consider the appointment of two board members to the authority as a primary and an alternate ex officio director.
Supervisor DeMartini, I'm sorry, did you have a comment on that item or?
No, just for a board report.
You got it, okay. We'll refer that to Chief Executive Office.
This board has received a letter from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding their favorable review of the county's Community Development Block Grant Program, Emergency Solutions Grant Program, and Neighborhood Stabilization Program.
Refer to Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received a letter from the Stanislaus County Parks and Recreation Commission recommending the allowance of concessions into county recreation facilities.
Refer to Department of Parks and Recreation.
This board has received notices from the California Fish and Game Commission regarding proposed emergency regulatory actions relating to the recreational take of abalone and regarding ocean salmon sport fishing.
Refer to Fish and Wildlife Committee.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
We acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports? We'll start with Supervisor DeMartini.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was asked to observe the election for the Modesto mayor this last week, and I did that. I went down and observed. I found everything in order. It was very orderly. I checked to be sure the military ballots had been sent out and that they were tabulated because they're done by fax machine. I observed many elections over the years, and I found this one to be quite orderly, and I think it was done properly and very professionally.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Any other Board of Supervisor reports? Okay. Legislative Fiscal and Management report.
Yes, Chairman. On the state side, the state controller released their January cash payments, and they are $1.2 billion below the 2011-2012 budget estimates. Year to date, the state is $3.7 billion short in their revenue estimates. The county has sent a letter of support to the Senate Appropriations Committee for AB 324, which would clarify the responsibility for juvenile sex offenders belonging to the State Division of Juvenile Facilities. Senator President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg committed this week to passing a pension reform package before the state budget is adopted in this fiscal year. On the federal side, the House and the Senate are scheduled to be in session next week. The next recess period is scheduled to follow the President's holiday. President Obama released his fiscal year 2013 budget on Monday, and it totaled roughly $3.8 trillion. We are expecting to see new initiatives as part of that budget. Transportation will continue to be a key agenda item. The Senate overcame a procedural hurdle this week to proceed to floor debate on two-year reauthorization bill for transportation. We are expecting the Senate legislation will be debated on the floor starting next week. Big sticking points between the House and the Senate bills, they would spend about the same amount of money per year on transportation projects. The House bill does propose tying infrastructure spending to oil drilling, and the Senate bill would use roughly $36 billion that is brought in it each year by federal gas tax revenue. That concludes the legislative report.
Okay, we do have a closed session today, County Council.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a closed session to have conference with a labor negotiator pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. The agency's negotiator is Monica Nino, and the labor organizations are those listed on the agenda. We do not expect any report out.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned to closed session.